Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get on up.
Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. No, I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's not for breeze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick?
Don't ruin science.
Sorry.
Jess?
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko?
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh, right on 6. Welcome to Monday, gang.
Oh, good morning, team.
Good morning, Jess. Good morning, me. Good morning, Ducko.
Duke.
I know.
Nick Allen Ducat.
Ducat. The Doo Man.
If you missed it, Ducko absolutely killed it on the Weekend Today show. First ever live cross, mate. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you, team. It was That's good. But right. yes, they called me Nick Allen Ducat. I was like, can we just go with Ducko?
Let's make it easier for everyone.
Yeah, this is why we do this. They stuffed up a few things. I'll unpack it a bit more on the show later, but it was very funny.
I thought it added an element of class.
Oh, yeah.
Ducat.
I could hear them do it in my earpiece as well. And I was almost like, do I stop it? Nah. That's my first cross. I'll stop you there, love. It's Ducat. All right. I'm going to press on now.
Yes, we will break it down a little bit later on in the show. But New South Wales correspondent.
Yes.
Weekend correspondent. A few people were like, how come you're not in Newcastle?
Yeah.
It's a state correspondent.
It's a state thing. Yeah, I know.
It's a state thing.
Like, why are you in Sydney? I was like, I get it. I too want to be in Newcastle, but it's a state thing.
That's
so.
Right.
Hopefully I can bring them to Newey sometimes as well.
Oh, well, we'll keep our finger on the pulse for great events happening that everyone needs to know about.
I mean, what could be greater than where I was in the Lego store? But we'll see what happens.
That is a bit of fun.
You know?
And hopefully you don't get too many crosses in small towns in the far west.
Yes.
that would be tough.
Did you get a little ding while you were down there about an evac order?
No, but it was very wet.
Yeah, some of the footage we're seeing is wild. I mean, locally, just driving in, you guys would have seen branches down, trees down.
Yeah.
Just down here, one of the realtors, their awning has fully come down on Hunter Street.
Oh, right.
So make sure you're being careful. I didn't leave the house all weekend because I was too scared to be on the roads.
Yes.
But it's quite a bit of debris.
Yeah, we drove down to Brooklyn and back up, and it was genuinely one of those cases where I was gripping the steering wheel with both hands, leaning forward right up against the windscreen.
Yeah, Jesus.
And going, quiet, kids, I need to concentrate.
Yeah. Daddy can't see anything. Yeah, we had to drive home from Sydney in it. It was like the two-hour drive yesterday. It was bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
But our garage gate was ripped off its hinges last night. yesterday. So,
haven't you had a bit of drama with our garage gate, your electric little gate?
Yeah, luckily we're booked in to fix it this week.
Oh, God.
Just by chance, but I'm glad it didn't happen the other way around.
Yeah,
every cloud has a silver lining.
Amen.
So do you have to tie the gate down yourself?
I did.
How'd that go? What'd you use? I know you don't have a good stash of rope at home.
I had to use a lot of twine. Craft twine, like the good Eckersley's one.
It
had a hint of glitter through it and a little wrap of red.
What's the last thing you use the craft twine for?
Oh, we made... it's hard to describe, but with toilet paper rolls and blocks of wood, we made like a little camera thing
with the kids.
Yeah. And then, tied on the toilet rolls with
it. Oh, that's sweet.
And you also tied down your garage door with it.
Yeah.
What an ad for twine.
I know. Tell Eckersley's. Would you like me to do a promo? Because this twine is versatile.
It sure is. And it's just the fancy stuff, you know.
It's that good stuff. Don't cheapen out.
Go
that
good quality stuff.
I think it's genuinely left over from our wedding invites. That's when we bought it originally.
Old twine too.
100 metres of quality twine.
There you go.
They don't make stuff like they used to, Ducko.
They don't.
See, modern day twine wouldn't have held his
gate
together.
Absolutely not. No way.
We got married 5 years ago.
Yeah, please. Ye olde twine.
Ye olde twine from back in the day.
That's the good stuff.